This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You guys know Minnie AOC, the little girl that looks just like AOC and tweets about her? Well, she tweeted, when the presidency is taken away from Joe Biden, his voters will be rolling over in their graves. That is so clever. I don't know if this little girl is doing this or if it's her parents, but that's pretty clever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We apologize for the technical difficulties of yesterday, but my signal got cut off, so we had to do a repeat of the first hour. We have a system that just kicks in, so apologize for that, but hey, two hours of the same stuff, it's still good stuff. Glad you guys are with me today. You're hanging in there. This guy's name is Cat Turd. He's real popular on Twitter. It's funny to say it because I only usually see it, but he calls himself Cat Turd. And he said, I didn't get any sleep. Bought a Dominion toilet and it kept flushing itself all night. But the issue we have here is, you know, the cat's out of the bag for the Democrats. I know they're running around trying to feel all confident, but I don't feel it. The president's fight, I think President Trump understands now that he can go after Iran with nuclear deals. He can go after China on trade, Russia on energy, and its, you know, and its gangster hold it has over Europe with respect to oil and so on and so forth. But the real enemy is the one that he faces every day, the ones that smile in his face, the ones that pretend that they care about this country. I mean, when you think about what's at stake as the Democrats try to convince America, that they have a mandate, when in fact the mandate is so easily the other way, it's ridiculous that they would even say it. I want you to understand the level of cheating that these people did, and still, in, what was it, 27 races that some group called, that they said were too close to call, and that would probably go Democrat. 27 Republicans won. They were 27 for 27. It was such a bad miss that, to quote Frank Luntz, they're never going to believe us pollsters anymore. You're exactly right, Frank Luntz. Rasmussen, all of you. You're nothing but, you're worthless. All the polling, we've got data that shows this or that. All of it was orchestrated so that the Democrats could put on the big cheat. And think about, I really want to go back to this. Donald Trump is said to have gotten close to 74 million votes that have been counted. The New York Times said that Donald Trump got 10 million more votes in 2020 than he got in 2016. What did I tell you? And you want to convince me that Joe Biden was more popular than this guy? It's so ridiculous on its face that you just say to yourself, Democrats, you do realize you've been caught. 10 million more votes than he did in 2016. You want a mandate? I'll give you a mandate. He broke their algorithms for these cheating machines, which is why they stopped. And you know, I know you know this. I mean, we're just kind of rehashing it, but I'm just giving you, I want you to understand the sheer panic. 10 million more votes. Now, 330 million people in America, you take out, I don't know, whatever the population is that's under the age, the voting age, you get rid of that. And you think about what 10 million more votes means. And they want you to believe Biden got 10 million more votes than Barack Obama. It's amazing. But anyway, what's at stake? These clowns want to undo everything good that was done by Donald Trump. And they want to create this big brother nanny state that essentially makes people dependent. They think government is the one who's giving them everything. There are people out there who believe government gives them stuff. Not you and me, not our taxes. Government does. And they want more of it. And I was thinking about this. Think about this from the education system. And I want you to remember that we have a group called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. I'd love for some of you to participate in it. Set up a chapter in your area and help us to get parents, students, and teachers to come take a look. Because we're going to be giving you information that will arm you so that you can take back your schools. Megyn Kelly took her kid out of New York schools because they sent out a letter essentially saying white people suck. When are you going to wake up, white people? When are you going to fight back and say, look, we're not taking this anymore? Because I'm telling you, the minute you guys stand up, this is done. But anyway, let me get back to this point because we got a lot to talk about today. So 73% of people who graduate college do not use their degree. So 27% do. So what does that mean? That means only 27% of people know what they want to be. They go get their degrees and they go to work. Now, there are people who argue, well, Kevin, you just in college, you go to find out what you like. No, you don't. Since when? Let me tell you something. I knew what I liked by the time I was 12 years old. I wasn't any good at it. I sucked at music. I shouldn't say that. I played trombone really well. I was in a lab band for trombone, but I wasn't sure where I wanted to go. I didn't have the money to pay for lessons and do the things I wanted to do, but I loved music. And if it were me, I would be playing in a jazz orchestra somewhere and singing and entertaining and all that. But that wasn't where my life went. I went to school for engineering. I did it for a while, but it wasn't my love. It was fun. Because I like watching stuff work, but it wasn't my passion. I knew what my passion was, but I couldn't pursue it. How about we set up things to pursue passion? But here's the point. 73% of people don't get to do their degrees, so they go out and they accept whatever job they get. And you know what they find? They're not happy. And now there's a big contingent of them that says, well, hey, it's a gig, I'll keep it, no harm, no foul. Some of them go off and learn from their mistakes and go start become entrepreneurs. But far too many of them end up going from job to job to job. And ultimately, they switch so much that they end up in menial jobs at 40, 50 years old doing something that they really didn't want to do. But now their back's against the wall. That's what the system wants. The system wants you unhappy, disappointed, to the point where you say, you know what, it's better to be on welfare than it is to be working this menial job and getting nothing. I'll just go get this fair wage.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertisement, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. /Kevin Jackson.
You're living with diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Show me your institution run by Democrats, I'll show you failure. The education system's a perfect one. I just talked about it in the previous segment where I said only 27% of people who graduate college actually use their degrees. And there's an argument that says, well, you go to college just to kind of figure out what you want to do. And I disagree. I think you know what you want to do at a very early age, particularly if you have parents who are plugged in. They see you could take tests and it'll tell you what you're good at. You can take personality tests. It'll tell you what you'll probably like. And if you have good parents, they'll put you into camps and things and they'll say, go to a camp and learn how to, you know, be out in the wilderness, even though you're an indoor kid and maybe you like the program. You never know. You may be a nature person. Or you'll be a nature person. They'll say, go to programming camp or go to art camp or go to this. You go to do things and you figure out what your personality is and what you want to be. If you're a smart parent, you'll let your kids do that. So I did with my kids. I think they all enjoy what they do. They knew what they wanted to do. So long story short, the system is set up to create drones, people who ultimately give up. And so, or they settle for menial jobs and they're unhappy. And those disgruntled people, the majority of the people that, the 73% that haven't found what they want, a big contingent of them, 40% or so, settle in life. And they're easy to get to draw out, to get mad. We want more money! And so they end up, guess where they are? They're centered. They're cordoned in to these population centers known as cities, these indoctrination centers. None of their ideas work. Name me one city run by Democrats that runs efficiently and effectively. And I'll even make it easy on you. Name me one that runs efficiently. Number two, name me one that runs effectively. Separate them. Make them mutually, even though they're not mutually exclusive, because you should be running, in order to run efficient, you should be effective as well, and vice versa. That's the way I measure companies when we look at them, putting them in the fourth quadrille, to say you are not only a model of efficiency, but you're a model of effectiveness. You can be efficient and not be effective at all. There are people I know that, you know, oh, Kevin, I get up in the morning, I make 100 sales calls a day. Yeah, but are you selling anything? No? Well, then guess what? You ain't effective. Now, you could say, oh, Kevin, there's a guy, he gets up and he's very effective in making sales calls. Okay, great. Is he efficient? Could he make 20 more? But if you're both, you're efficient and effective, that's what you shoot for. The Democrats are neither. They're not efficient or effective, and they're certainly not efficient and effective. Name it. I dare you. By the way, let me go ahead and put out my normal call to the most, you know, ardent Democrats and the most brilliant minds. If you want to debate me on any topic, anytime, anywhere, I'm happy to do it. Pay the freight. I'll come to you. Come to on the show, I'll kick your butt in front of my audience, and I guarantee I will embarrass you to the point where you will question your ability to carry on. It's kind of like I almost didn't do this job, do what I do now, because of Thomas Sowell. That's why I don't read Thomas Sowell's books. Because I said, what am I going to know? I mean, Thomas Sowell is a guru. So it's best for me just not to go pick that fight. That's what I say to Democrats. I'm no Thomas Sowell, but I'm snarky and funnier than Thomas, and I will kick your butt. And I promise you, you will question your career after I'm done with you. You will question every belief system you have if you dare take me up on it. And it's an open invitation. If you, my listeners, know somebody that thinks they are just holier than thou, they are so smart, invite them to come talk to me, to come debate me. And I will embarrass them. And the more intellectual they are or think they are, the better. I will embarrass them. Anyway, Democrats, with each passing day, know that their party is the party that cheated in this election. And that's the cool thing about this drip, 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 drip that is drawing out. Every day, oh, geez, more votes overturned in Georgia. Oh, geez, another county in Georgia. Oh, my God, another county in Georgia. Wisconsin, I saw somewhere where they said, somewhere in Georgia, there were 3,300% more votes than voters. Now, that lends itself to that one county where they overturned over 1,000 votes, 9,626 votes, because they gave Biden 10,000. It was mismarked. I use my finger quotes. He only actually had 1,000 and something, but they gave him over 10,000. So he lost 9,626 votes. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But yeah, these people wake up every day and they know they cheated. But here's the thing, they don't care. They don't care about that because Democrats, for them, it is all about winning at all costs. You guys remember the movie? Have you guys watched Schindler's List? Oh, man. I watched that movie, you know, with Liam Neeson and all that. And it was on the other night. It's rare. It hadn't been on the service that I get movies like HBO. I don't get, like, the movie channel. But it came on HBO, or not HBO, one of the channels that I get, and I was watching it. And I saw, it was a part of the movie. I only watched like 5 minutes. But it was a part where the Germans were in the slums of the Jews. I'm not sure if I think they had all been moved into this one area. And or maybe it was the first part, but because it might not have been the slums, but they were where Jews congregated and lived together, and they were emptying out all their suitcases and tossing them over the banner. And other people on the first floor, all the Jews are being marched down the street, and they've just got what they can carry in their hands. And if they had suitcases, the Germans would take them, empty them out, and they would take all the jewels and the, you know, metal and things like this for the war effort. Or any valuables that the Jews had. So the Jews are being forcibly wrangled in these lines, marched hither and thither and hither and there, and indiscriminately, Germans would shoot the Jews. So I'll give you an example. One little boy, he takes off running. He's with his dad, and the little boy takes off running, and the dad goes to run after him, and a German shoots the dad. And so two German soldiers go, and they grab the boy, and as they're walking back, a guy takes a rifle, pew, and shoots the boy with the German soldiers holding the boy. Another incident they showed was a husband and his wife is weak, and he's holding her up, and he's walking, and they say something in German, and of course, that wasn't translated, and the husband's pleading with him, no, she's okay. German takes out his pistol, pew, shoots her in the head. And she falls down, and then he tells the guy, get over there, and he puts him into a whole group of other Jews that were waiting for their ultimate destruction. If they looked sick, they were shot. If they didn't follow orders, they were shot. And as I watched these horrific things, here's what went through my mind. And I believe this in my heart, that given the opportunity, Democrats would undoubtedly do to us what the Germans did to the Jews. Germans were laughing as they chewed Jews for not getting their papers out quickly enough. Now you ask yourself, who's the one going around beating people who don't agree with them? Trump supporters? Tea Party people? You know who.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An emergency use authorization request for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer was expected to be filed with the FDA on Friday. This type of Food and Drug Administration authorization is temporary or conditional. Science experts believe it will get the green light, with distribution to begin in about a month. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla.
Given that the vaccine's efficacy is beyond the most optimistic projections of everyone, and we have now very nice safety information about this vaccine, that the voice of those people that are still skeptical will become less.
Health Secretary Alex Azar told a press conference Thursday he hopes Moderna will file for its vaccine use soon. Thursday Night Football saw the Seahawks defeat the Cardinals 28-21, giving Seattle first place in the NFC West. This is USA Radio News. As the presidential election continues to run its course in the courts, America watches as Georgia prepares for the Senate runoffs early next year. The implications are great, and it will determine control of the Senate. Vice President Mike Pence will head to Canton and Gainesville, Georgia, Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. The Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. The former owner of an Alabama testing lab was sentenced to prison last week for falsifying drug tests that resulted in multiple parents losing custody of their children. 37-year-old Brandy Murrah was sentenced to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty in September to one felony charge of perjury and 16 misdemeanor counts of forgery. Victim Grace Locke said in a sentencing phase, "I felt like my heart was being ripped out of my chest because I knew I was doing right with this one." Her 3-month-old baby was taken away from her for 3 weeks in 2017. After her drug test results falsely show that she was positive for methamphetamine. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to be very clear to the audience listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I talked earlier about the Democrats and what they would do if they rounded us up. They would shoot us like the Nazis did the Jews. And I'm not even trying to compare them to Nazis in the classic sense. I'm just telling you, look at what they do. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they don't like something. They go out, destroy things, burn things, beat people up, etc. It's what they do. They will kill you. They've done it. I mean, they tried to kill Scalia. They killed a guy in Portland. Guy assassinated a Trump supporter in the street. Then committed suicide after the fact because, see, what Democrats do, everything that they do ultimately is suicide for them. Russian collusion, suicide for the Democrats. Ukraine prosecution of Trump, trying to impeach him, suicide. Stealing this election, suicide for the Democrats. Everything they do is suicide for them, and they don't get it. That's okay. It's not for us to explain, but here's my point to you. I said they would love to get us together, say, you wear a Trump patch, you know, some patch on your arm that shows you Trump, you're Trump, and they would misuse and abuse us in ways that would make, you know, Genghis Khan's raping and pillaging of various conquested, you know, places look like nothing. They would gladly do it. They hate us. And I'm going to talk about this a little later in the hour, in the next hour. But they do. They hate us. But here's what I will tell you. They got a road to try to get to us that's impossible to climb. That mountain can't be climbed. Because I'm going to tell you, once they piss us off, it'll be over. I'm giving a warning right now to Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and any other radical groups of Democrats that think you're going to long-term do this, do what you think, what Antifa does in these cities does. It will be the most short-lived civil war in the history of this country. The minute that they push that button, I'm telling you right now, if they want to start the war, I guarantee you, we will end it. And that's where President Trump finds himself right now, in a war started by Democrats. The most aggressive enemy in the history of man is the American Democrat. These are people that want to win at all costs. They get in that blind state. There's a state, Brandon Tatum and I were talking about this. Brandon loves German Shepherds and Malinois and dogs like that. He says, Kev, they get into this state, man, and they're the only dog that gets into this state where they become singularly focused. Well, that's what Democrats do. They get singularly focused. You can't snap them out of it. It takes a lot to get them out of it. But let me tell you, you look at the numbers. 10 million new voters for Donald Trump. Legit. By the way, that number's a lie. It's probably closer to 15. I don't know what Trump got last time. Let's say he got 65. I don't know. Look it up. If he got 65 million and he got 15 this time, it means 80 million. Do the math. 330 million Americans, take out the voting age kids, and take out fraudulent votes for Biden, etc. You want to talk about a plurality of people who agree with the direction of this country? Don't even talk about a poll or else I want to slap you. The country, only 37% of people are happy with the direction of the country. Whatever poll you read about that, it is nonsense. An overwhelming majority of people are happy with the direction of this country. I mentioned the drip campaign that the Democrats face every day. Every day they wake up. Joe Biden's Mr. President-elect. No, he isn't. Joe Biden's asking for money to fight. Because he's got to go to court against Trump. And every single day, every moment of the day, every time they do a count, it's always going to be in Trump's favor. Always. An absolute. You want to know why? Because Trump had 10 million legitimate votes more than he had in the previous election. And Joe Biden has 15 million fake ones. Maybe more. And once they also look at these computers and they say, whoa, what happened to these votes? And the 2.7 million other votes that were deleted from Trump get put back? What do you think that's going to do to the numbers? Do you really believe Democrats want free and fair elections? Do you really think they're going to want the real audited vote counts that Trump is going to demand? Of course they don't. Wayne County, Michigan rescinded its vote to certify. This happened just yesterday. They had said, oh, we're certifying because Whitmer's putting pressure on them. That crazy woman, their crazy governor. Get it certified, man. We got to get this in the win column for Biden. Forget about it. It ain't going to happen. Trump is ahead in the Electoral College when you take out all the other people, places. And let me tell you, he's going to win Nevada. He's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to win Michigan. He's going to win Arizona. He's going to win Wisconsin. And it'll be done. And the drip campaign will be enough where people will go, let me tell you something. America already knows Trump won. Oh, there are going to be people that pave to riot and loot and all that. And if Trump is smart, he'll deploy the military and make sure none of it happens. He will keep a lid on it. The same way these leftists are keeping a lid on COVID nonsense. No Thanksgiving! If I were Donald Trump, I would warn every election official in America. I would do a press conference. And I'd say, there are voter irregularities that we know occurred. There is no way Joe Biden is 20 million, whatever number, 15 million votes more popular than 2008 baby black Jesus. He couldn't get six people to come to a rally. Neither could Barack Obama. And suddenly he's defeating me where I can get all these people to rallies where I get legitimately 10 million more votes than I got in 2016. And this clown can beat me. And I blew through Obama's numbers. You must be out of your mind. So here's the deal. We know you cheated. Now, you're going to get one chance for forgiveness if you admit it now. Because once we prove that you've cheated, I will deploy every federal agent on the planet, and we will come to your state, and I will arrest you up to the level of the governor. Now, you get one chance for forgiveness. You either fess up or take your punishment. Because we're getting to the bottom of it. And see, that's what I would say. I don't know if you guys know this. The DOJ was in Canada for 3 days. The Department of Justice, they've returned. What do you think we're going to be talking about next week? You know what we're going to be talking about next week. Sidney Powell, president's attorney, one of them, said she has a video from the founder of Dominion in which he states he can change 1 million votes through his election software. She says she's going to release this video soon. We've already seen other people within Dominion answer the question publicly. Yes, we can alter election results as long as you have access to the system. Well, guess who had access to the system? All of Joe Biden's people. Documented people who hated Donald Trump. For why? What reason? Did they hate Donald Trump in 2002? No. Oh, man. It's going to get ugly for the Democrats. And I have no sympathy for these clowns, these cheating scumbags. None. I have zero sympathy for them. I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to kill them, but I don't have any sympathy for them. They should get whatever punishment's coming. If they said to me, Kevin, the punishment for them is they got to walk on an electric, you know, I don't know who would set up the punishment, but no matter how heinous it is, I wouldn't care. See, there comes a point where you go, nope, I'm beyond the humanity of your situation. Channel 2 Action News, this is what I talked about earlier. This is here in Atlanta. This is what a person is tweeting. Hyun Kim says, Channel 2 Action News here in Atlanta reported that Fulton County had a precinct with an absurd 33,000% voter turnout. Third world stuff. Big Stacy's been working overtime. He's talking about Stacey Abrams. 33,000%. I would venture to tell you the president's team knows about it. I love this. This is the coolest thing to watch because, see, this is our Democratic Republic taking itself to the nth degree. And it takes leftists to push it this far. The founding fathers wrote this in. They were like, okay, we're going to write in these safeguards, and we hope we never get there, but we are there. Because the left are going to push and push and push, but they will just, oh, and they will shove you off the ledge. And that's what they've done. And the problem is, they did it to the wrong dude.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double that dismissal may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Regular everyday citizens, how much of an influence do they have on those two electors there?
I wonder. I love that all politics is local. And I think people should and must put pressure on the people they put in power. Either you do the job the right way or get them the hell out. Yeah. But what is so scary to me is that we have half of our political culture in Washington sitting by and saying nothing. What if it hadn't been for those Michiganders and Detroiters who decided to yell at these people? Nothing's happening. Yeah. No, none of the big Republicans will say anything about it. And there was no proof offered, Don.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It is all local, but imagine those local folks having the influence. They could have had a very big influence on a national election on who was president of the United States. I think that, I heard some folks on your air talking about how history is going to look back on this. And I think a lot of people are going to be embarrassed over time when they look back and say, how did I do that? How did I fall for that? What happened to me? What was I thinking in that time? Wrong side. You may want to win. You may want to, whatever it is you have, what do they call it? Liberal tears. You may want all of that. But your grandchildren and your kids will look back and say, ooh, what did Grandpa did? What did do? What did Dad do? What did Mom do in this moment? And realize that you were on the wrong side of history and that you possibly were teaching them the wrong thing.
This is an uncharacteristically optimistic D. Lemon.
What?
Because I see these people as having no shame in their game.
Yeah, well...
None.
It doesn't. You'll be surprised what happens to people as they get older, and sadly, when they're on their deathbeds.
That was Don Lemon and Fredo Cuomo telling us that we should be ashamed that we voted for Trump. That we'll grow up later and understand what happened. I don't know many conservatives that grow up later and go, yeah, God, it was really stupid of me to be fiscally responsible and, think about what I wanted to do with my career and save for my future and plan ahead. Oh, boy, what was I thinking? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. It's insane what we're watching here. These people, look, I'm not going to tell you. I can tell you this. I've seen Democrats behind the scenes go, I don't believe what I think, what I'm telling people publicly, but it's a gig. It's the way I make a living. I've heard them say, hey man, in order to get what we're trying to get, talking about themselves as elitists, we got to break a few eggs. In other words, there was a black, members of the Congressional Black Caucus or Circus, who were saying, we may have to hurt a few black folks in order to get black folks what we want for them. It was a rationalization of how they treat black people. I'll give you a perfect example. In St. Louis, when I lived there, there was an alderman who had, he was an owner in, I don't know, 6 or 10 gas stations. And he was indicted because he was shorting people their gas. In other words, you weren't getting a full gallon. You were getting like 0.95 gallons. Because he was jacking with the meters. They have a weights and meters thing that they go out and they have a sticker on there. And he was in cahoots with the weights and meters guy. So he's making, it's a couple hundred thousand, $500,000 a year. He's taking a little bit of extra gas away from people. Now guess where his gas stations were located? Black neighborhoods. Black neighborhoods. Now, the rationalization when he got caught, y'all don't think I'm lying when I tell you this. It's a true story. You can Google this story. The black people were told, well, look, this guy's been stealing from you. And then they went on and on to talk about how could you have him represent you? And here's what black people in St. Louis said. They said, well, I mean, if somebody gonna steal from you, you much rather it be, your brother. And I remember shaking my head going, what did you just say? If somebody's going to steal, that's like saying, if somebody is going to have sex with your wife, wouldn't you much rather be your brother than a stranger? No. That was the logic. I'm putting you in the head of black voters. Black voters know that Sheila Jackson Lee and Maxine Waters, they know they're crooks. But here's their point. Well, they're all crooks. So if somebody going to be getting over on black folks, it should be black folks, not white folks. It isn't. You know what? We're not going to have any crooks. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't want any crooks with dominion over me. None. Having a discussion with my youngest son We got home from a baseball game, and he was supposed to take a shower. I said, did you take a shower? He's coming down the stairs. He goes, yeah, I took a shower. Oh, okay. Now, I didn't hear any water running, and it didn't seem like he had enough, but he said he took a shower. It's no big deal. So his mom pops out and says, hey, you need to take a shower. And he goes, oh, okay. And I went, okay. I get up, and I said, didn't you tell me just a minute ago that you took a shower? Well, not really. And I said, don't even try it. Don't start lying. And so he's like, well, yeah. And so I go, so you would lie to me about taking a shower, and you would have gotten away with it until your mom goes, well, don't you, you need to take a shower. Oh, okay, I'll take a shower. And man, I let him have it. I let him have it. And here's why. What I said to my son is this. That's not even a, that's a little lie. That's not worth lying about. No, Dad, I haven't done it yet. No big deal. What level of trust can I have in anything that you say? And I went on to tell him, your parents love you unconditionally. Why would you lie? Why would you do anything to break that? Because once you break that level of trust, you will still be loved unconditionally, but you will not be supported unconditionally. And I went on to explain, the world can't tolerate liars. You can tell a white lie if your girl says, oh, does this make me look fat? And you go, no. Or do you like my hair? Yeah, I love it. Whatever. There are lies that are acceptable, I believe, even to God. But then there are lies that you go, uh-uh. No. I said, you can't get away with it with your friends, not long. You can't get away with it with acquaintances, not long. You can't get away with it in your job. Just don't do it. Learn to discipline the idea that you should take responsibility for what you say and do. Now, here's what's funny about politicians. I believe this is true. I think you guys can research this for me. But you can't sue a politician for lying. You can't say, you told us you weren't going to raise taxes, George H.W. Bush. Because there's a law that, you know, well, they're trying to tell you what they're wanting to do, but you really can't hold them to it because, you know, circumstances change. And what they're telling us is that we need to just dismiss these liars. They can tell us whatever they want. So what? COVID, Wu flu is not nearly as dangerous as they tell us. You can't sue them because they got science on their side. AOC tells us the world is going to end in 12 years unless we change the way that we've been doing things forever. And, of course, she should know, right? After all, she's a bartender. So we got 12 years to live. This is the lie she's telling people. You know who listens to her? Youngsters. Kids. They believe they got 12 years to live unless we change everything. Do you think in 12 years when the world is running the same way, anybody's going to reflect back on what this nincompoop said and go, she flatly lied? There was no science behind it. All the science they're talking about with Wu Flu, it's BS science. There are more doctors telling you not to wear a mask. There are more doctors telling you this is not nearly as dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. And you can't get a surgery for something serious if you test positive for a bug that many people get and don't even know they have. I was talking to one of my friends the other night. He was like, man, Kev, we scared. I ain't going out. No, listen, he's all woo-flu, you know, about what he wants. And I said, okay, so, and he told me, you got to admit it's more dangerous than the flu. And you don't believe the numbers? I said, no. I said, let me ask you a question about the flu. Have you ever heard anybody say, yeah, I got the flu, but I didn't even know I had it. I didn't know I had it until I couldn't taste something, or I couldn't smell something, or I didn't even know I had it until they tested me and I had it. I said, when you get the flu, you know you have the flu. And the flu goes anywhere from, holy crap, I'm sorry, I hate I got the flu, to killing you. And you're worried about one that you don't even know you have, and you want to question them. You don't want to question the numbers and say, is it really what they are? Who's the clown here?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.